What is fair compensation for councillors at a municipal level? It is apparent the job handled by most of today's councillors is not really a part-time position, given all the hours of work put in going over reports, attending meetings twice a month, or more, and other community events, mostly on weekends and evenings. Indeed, the growth north of Toronto is putting additional pressure on rapid expansion, and current local councils are left to deal with issues surrounding affordable housing options, road traffic and town services. On the one hand, we have constituents who want to ensure their taxes are being used wisely, which means keeping councillor salaries under control. On the other hand, we have taxpayers who are concerned about the caliber of staff we are attracting with a base pay that is very low to start with. As of October, the minimum wage in Ontario will go from $15 to $15.50 an hour. According to our follow-ups with local town councillors and staff, no increases in pay are scheduled for current councillors. For the purpose of this column, my review looked at New Tecumseh, Innisfil, Barrie, Toronto and Bradford West Gwillimbury Council salaries. I spoke with Town Clerk Patty Toma, who has worked in the municipal offices of both New Tecumseh and Innisfil for more than 20 years. At present, there is a special council meeting. The last meeting was held in February 2018. Every second term to review salaries paid to councillors in Innisfil. There is also a per diem for additional committee meetings, etc., that could add a few thousand dollars more of income, she said. A councillor's base pay in Innisfil is $24,100, with no car allowance or benefits. In Bradford West Gwillimbury, councillors receive a base pay of $24,242. In addition, benefits are offered on a 50-50 cost split, as well as additional income for special committee involvement. A car allowance of $1,500 is provided each year, along with $540 for internet. The last thorough compensation review for Bradford West Gwillimbury Council was in August 2015, which covered up to the end of 2018. In New Tecumseh, the base pay for councillors is $26,932 per year, with an annual car allowance of $1,020. In addition, they are offered a benefits package worth $6,615, or a sum of $6,549 in lieu of benefits. Effective November 15, Barrie's base pay for councillors will be $40,983, plus a $2,400 annual car allowance. Toronto's base pay for city councillors is $120,502, plus a car allowance annually of $1,900. Yes, we know Barrie's and Toronto's populations are substantially larger than New Tecumseh, Bradford West Gwillimbury and Innisfil, but do these councillors work any harder or put in more hours than our local councillors? One of the issues, according to Raj Sandhu, councillor for Ward 1 in Bradford West Gwillimbury, comes down to ethics, and the perception of councillors giving themselves a raise. Ethically, there is a big dilemma that does not go over well with the public. I would suggest that existing councillors should meet just before the election in October and vote on a new proposal for the incoming councillors, he said. I am fortunate enough to have a good job to help offset councillor remuneration. I am very concerned for the future in attracting high-caliber individuals to serve with compensation so low. When asked why they do the job knowing the salary is so low, the responses from some councillors shared a common theme, a passion for the community. I have lived my whole life in Bradford and I wanted to give back something to the community, so I choose to serve on council, said Bradford Ward 7 Coun. Peter Dykey. There are jobs to feed the family and jobs to feed the soul, said Ward 5 Coun. Kenneth Fowler, who added his role on council, fits into the latter category. Another idea may be for council to set up an independent review every 4 years. Innisfil, Bradford West Gwillimbury and New Tecumseh are showing explosive growth. According to the last census update, 2021, Bradford West Gwillimbury, 42,880, Innisfil, 43,459, and New Tecumseh, 43,948. In reviewing the notes from the AMCTO, the municipal experts' councillors' pay starts to accelerate in Ontario once a municipality reaches a population of 50,000. It would seem all our regions will probably reach this target soon. Mike Feldman is a freelance reporter covering Southern Simcoe County.